we're going to do a little meditation. With a relaxed and focused mind, picture someone for who you feel a great amount of love. A great amount of love. This person does not have to be perfect, just someone for who you feel a great amount of care and affection. Could be a child, a grandparent, a mentor, close friend, or even a pet, or maybe a favorite tree. Picture as vividly as possible this person or pet who you hold dear and care for deeply. You might notice how when you think of your loved one, you may feel love in your heart. You may feel love in your heart. And notice how this feeling of love and connection makes you feel alive. And you might notice any feelings of tenderness and warmth that this thinking of this person brings to your heart, and how this makes you feel. Just think of that as this minor interruption. And focus your attention on these feelings of tenderness, warmth, connectedness, belonging. Just focus your attention on these feelings that may arise. And with these feelings of love and an open heart, repeat silently to yourself these phrases. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace and joy. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace and joy. Notice any sensations you feel around your heart as you wish your loved one well. Just be aware of any sensations that you may feel around your heart. Notice any warmth, any tenderness, closeness that might arise. Now, as you breathe out, imagine that you extend a warm golden light from the center of your heart. That there's a long, warm, golden light extending from the center of your heart. This golden light carries all your feelings of love and connection. Imagine that this light touches your loved one, bringing them peace and happiness. And then once again, repeat these phrases. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace and joy. Now think of a time when this loved person was going through a difficult experience. Maybe they were ill, were injured, suffered from a financial hardship, or were in a difficult relationship. Just imagine or remember a hardship that your loved one encountered. Noticing yet again how it feels, how you feel when your loved one is suffering. Just let that come to mind. Noticing how you feel for your loved one's pain. Do you feel an aching sensation in your heart? Tension? Worry? Perhaps you feel an urge to reach out and help, to touch them, to comfort them. And once again, as you continue to breathe in a relaxed, calm manner, focus on the feelings of tenderness, concern, or the urge to do something that might arise for you as you imagine your loved one suffering. Just be present. There's no right or wrong way. And holding in your heart these feelings of compassion, silently recite these phrases. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from fear and anxiety. May you find safety and peace. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from fear and anxiety. May you find safety and peace. And just once again, notice any sensations you feel around your heart as you imagine your loved one suffering. Any feelings of tenderness, concern, or the wish to do something that might arise in your heart. And as you breathe out, imagine that you extend a warm golden light from the center of your heart that touches your loved one. A warm golden light. And as it does so, imagine that it eases your loved one's suffering, bringing peace and tranquility. And once again, repeat these phrases. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from fear and anxiety. May you know safety and peace. Feeling with all your heart the wish that your loved one be freed from suffering, and rejoicing in the thought that your loved one is free from fear, anxiety, and suffering. Just notice once again what that feels like. And say one more time a wish that they be happy. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace and joy. And just rejoice in the thought of your loved one being free from pain, sorrow, and fear. And embrace the tenderness and open-heartedness which this exercise of cultivating loving kindness and compassion for a loved one may have given rise to. And allow your heart to simply rest in this state, and your mind to rest on the natural rhythm of your breath.